From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this another edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our study. This week, we are looking at Psalm 16 under the topic, The Need for God. And you know, beloved, we all have a need for God. And yet many times we don't realize how great our need for God really is. And the question that I posed to you yesterday as we begin the broadcast is, why is it that so many people, including some Christians, do not see the need for God? Oh, many Christians certainly know God is there. And of course, every Christian has seen the need for God to save them because they came to the Lord Jesus Christ. They trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. But yet they will go throughout their day-by-day life with very little dependence upon God. I've been in the pastoral ministry for over 45 years. And I can't tell you how many, many times I have had situations where in counseling with people, I found that their dependence upon God was very slim, very little, practically nothing. And I'm talking about those who know Jesus Christ as Savior. So many Christians don't depend upon God today. And I believe, as I mentioned yesterday, that one of the main reasons why we as God's children don't depend upon Him as we should is because we do not really understand all of the benefits of God toward us. Well, Psalm 16 helps us to understand that. And I mentioned yesterday that there are 10 basic components in this particular psalm, underlined or underscored by three major headings that show us who God is and why we need to depend upon Him for His many benefits. For instance, I mentioned yesterday in verses 1 through 4, we see our position in God that has four components. In verses 5 through 8, we see our provision in God that has three components. And then in verses 9 through 11, we see our prospect in God that has three components. Yesterday, we began to look at verses 1 through 4, our position in God that has four components that show us why we need to depend upon Him. Yesterday, we looked at verse 1, where it says, "Preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust." And I studied with you the fact yesterday that God is our preserver and God is our protector. And I will tell you, the older I get, the more that I realize that I need God's preservation and God's protection. And it's there. It's there all the time. And as we trust in Him, we can see that coming into fruition in our lives. Well, as we go on in this psalm and look at the fact that we have a great position in God, we not only see that God is our preserver and protector, but He is our master. Look at verse 2, if you would please, of Psalm 16. David says, "O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee." You see, that phrase, "Thou art my Lord," is very, very significant. And David, of course, was recognizing who God was in his life. You know, the word Lord, when you see it in your English Bible with a capital L and a small case O-R-D, that's talking about God as being our master. Our master. The one who leads us. The one who guides us. The one who directs us. And certainly, God is our master. And because of the fact that He is our master, God deserves our obedience. He really does. He deserves our obedience. Stop to think of it for just a moment. Nearly 2,000 years ago, God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to suffer and to bleed and to die on that cross, and then to resurrect again on the third day to give us eternal life. And He freely gives eternal life to all who call upon Him. As a matter of fact, as we are gathered together this moment around the radio, I encourage you to take a look at your life to see if you've truly trusted Christ as Savior. If you haven't, you need Him, because the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you've not yet trusted Christ as Savior, I encourage you to do so right now. But if you know the Lord, because of what He has done for you, because of the fact that He has lifted you up out of the miry clay of sin, because He has taken away from you the destiny of hell and has given you the destiny of heaven through faith in Jesus Christ, He is your master. He deserves your obedience. He not only desires to hear you say, "Lord, what would you have me to do? And I'll do it." He not only desires that, but He deserves that. May I say to you today, every day in your life, do you say, "Lord, what would you have me to do? And I'm ready and willing to do it"? Every day, do you open the Word of God and begin to read it and study it and then put it to practice in your life? God is your master, dear Christian. And so God deserves your obedience. But as master, there's another side of that, and that is that God very highly values us. Think about that. Sure, God is your master. God is my master as Christians, and we are to obey Him. But because He is our master, because He sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world to die for us, because He loves us so dearly, He also values us highly. And because of the fact that He values us highly, it's very important that we serve Him daily, that we live for His glory, that we allow others to see Him through our lives. God is our master, our loving master, our kind master, our gentle master. Are we living for Him? Do we obey Him? Do we glorify Him? Do we serve Him? Indeed, we should. God is our preserver, verse 1a. God is our protector, verse 1b. God is our master, verse 2. But now, as we continue to look at our position in God that shows why we need Him, we see that God is our unifier. It's an interesting statement we see in verses 3 and 4, where the psalmist says, "But to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight, their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips." This is quite an interesting passage of Scripture. It's really tied into verse 2. Now look at this again. Look at verse 2. It says, "O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight." Now, that is a difficult statement, perhaps, to understand when David says, "My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth." And really, what the psalmist is saying there, I believe, is that he was indicating that his goodness is nothing apart from God. And that's true, is it not? The Bible teaches us that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Why? Simply because of the fact that in the reality that we are born in sin, there's none who is good, no, not one. We've all together become unprofitable. There is none who is good, no, not one. We've gone our own way. We have turned our back upon God. All of our goodnesses, all of our righteousnesses are nothing compared to who God is. But when we have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, we get to understand His goodness, and we enjoy His goodness with the saints, that is, with others who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, as we would describe it in this dispensation of grace. Oh, yes, there are many people out there who are the opposite of the saints of God. What I mean by that is that they follow after worldly things. They follow after godless things. As it says there in verse 4, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names unto my lips. In other words, David is making a contrast here. And his contrast is, God, as your child, I have received your goodness, and I share your goodness with your saints, and I am going to fellowship with your saints because you have united me with your saints. But I am not going to have anything to do with those who do not know of your goodness. I am not going to have anything to do with those who reject you, who go the way of the world. And so when we see here that God is our unifier, that simply means that God unites us as believers because He's the only true God, and it's with other believers that we are to walk with, that we are to talk with, that we are to fellowship with. And when people come along who try to lead us away from the ways of God, we should reject that, because God is our unifier, and we should unite ourselves with those who are God's. Well, you think about that. Tomorrow we'll continue our study on the need for God from Psalm 16. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.